that would be the best. You know, like if they want to be professional, we want to give them an avenue to be professional. They want to just be sustainable hobbyists. Like we want them to be able to do that too. For example, like Moe Kai is tricky. Like we call it an idol show, but you know, like we have cosplay groups there. We have people who want to do original songs that, you know, are just original songs and maybe not even Japanese, you know, in multiple languages. It's almost more of a like, do you want to be a performer and are you interested in like ACG? You know, it's kind of what it feels like. Do you have the passion? Are you somewhat interested in Japanese culture, anime culture? This is like the space where we want you to show off your hobbies and your skills, and we will respect and look forward to seeing it. And so like, at least in the event space, like I really would like to give, I think we really want to give more opportunities for every single type of performer to be in front of more audiences. Because right now there's, like we have a really big community, but it's also a very tight community. And we don't always get a lot of outsiders, especially because a lot of this stuff is really, really niche. So it would be amazing if we could introduce new people who haven't heard of you know, maybe even cosplay or, you know, or underground idols. Underground idols is very niche, to like take a little step into this community and be like, hey, these are really cool. Here I can find, you know, incredible like cosplay artists. Here I can find like underground music that I really enjoy, or just a performer that I really look up to. Or maybe these idols are so cute, it just makes my whole week better, you know, something like that. I just hope that we can get the space for all of that to happen together.
Not to glaze you guys a little bit, but I just want to say that I think what Anime Social is doing with Ikemen Cafe is really doing like great things for that, because I feel like a lot of people outside of the community are coming in a lot more. Like, I think I remember seeing like on Instagram, like, you want to go to the, like a foodie's like, you want to go to the Ikemen Cafe, come to this event. It's like, what the heck? this is a normie food account. What y'all doing
the mainstream
here?
Guys were...
So I think personally, y'all are making steps towards that. I think it's neat. It's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe just really quickly, since we didn't define it earlier, and a lot of most of the listeners of Typically Tuesdays, which is the show that you're listening to, by the way, here on CGSF 90.1 FM, most of the listeners are normies. What is Ikemen? What does that mean?
Sorry. Whoopsies, my bad. Not to use jargon. But Ikemen is a Japanese slang for a beautiful man, essentially.
Yes. And the event Mickey is talking about is called Ikemen Cafe, which I feel like most people have heard of Japanese maid cafes, where you kind of go to the cafe and there's cute girls in cute dresses and they serve you food and you do little spells on your food. So we did our own version of that, except instead of cute girls in maid dresses, it's handsome men dressed up in butler outfits. And instead of doing spells on your food, we like dance for you, or we will help, or we will feed you bites of food, or we'll do like an improv scene, stuff like that. So it's a very, very happening, the events. The room gets very loud, it gets very exciting, and it's done at an incredible restaurant called Ganbei Izakaya, which is themed over the One Piece anime, and the entire restaurant is an art piece. It's gorgeous. So that's an event that happens a couple times a year.
Yeah, if you're ever into the prospect of being around handsome, beautiful men, this is the place to go to. I mean, the popularity of Ikemen Cafe also, like, I thought it was going to be like a one-time, two-time thing, but like you just keep doing it like every couple of months too. So there are plenty of opportunities to be showed attention, affection, and love by beautiful men in so many opportunities. Anything else to kind of like add about that question earlier about the Vancouver scene and where you kind of want to see it going in the next couple of years?
I mean, there's like a really big dream though, because I saw like on X, there's like a bunch of Japanese chika idols, underground idols. They kind of like organized a really big event. A lot of groups, they went to the Tokyo Dome and then they were performing there. Maybe like, I'm not sure, like one day we can have like bunch of groups and then we had like organize a big event and we can go to Rogers Arena. I mean, this is like, super big dream, but maybe.
Oh, that's really funny because one of our members keeps joking. He's like, one day we're going to go to Rogers Arena. We're like,
right? Maybe, yeah. Maybe. It's a good dream.
The sky's the limit. Dream big.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
I agree. But, so
I guess for me to add on, I did like what Shida and Pocket said earlier about how Vancouver just becoming this its own identity of the idol community. Like, it is neat how you have a lot of like independent groups. So like in like J-pop idol centered groups are coming in. Like we're seeing a lot more of that nowadays. But, you know, hey, cosplay idols are still around, Warrior 7 is still around, so we're like, you know, it would be nice, just saying that, yes, there are J-pop idols, but there are also cosplay idols who take, you know, inspiration from anime or Vocaloid itself, so it's like, in the end, we're all idols, we're all doing the same thing we love together, we're all dancing, we're all here to make people smile, and, you know, share our love, and that's the whole point, so we'll just keep doing what we love, keep sharing it, and hope that we see more of that diversity moving forward. Because I'm not going to lie, I haven't seen a lot of cosplay idols lately, so I feel like eventually, because, you know, Voyage 7, we're planning on reducing our activities after our 10th year, so it would be nice to see more of, you know, cosplay idols after us. And it's like, guys, you know, it would be nice.
We are here with the performers and organizers of Moikai. If you're just tuning in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, I'm here with Shire from Cloud Town and also Pocket from Cloud Town, who are also both the two organizers of Anime Social YVR, Anime Social YVR, who are organizing this event, and then also here with Yui from Tuesday and Boyish 7. Mickey is here representing them. Let's spend a quick couple of minutes talking about, like, just, you know, being fans of idols. I really want to know, you know, like, who is your favorite idol? Or performer. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a real person, or anything like that. But like your favorite the performer who inspired you to become an idol. What was it about them that really struck you? And can you talk a little bit about that moment that moved you so much that you were like, maybe I can give this a shot as well?
I can start first if everybody's still thinking. So my favorite, I wouldn't call it idol, or like my favorite performer of all times is Shina Renko. She is a musician who does amazing like music in all styles, and her singing style and her stage presence is so great that, you know, like even through like you're watching it on your phone or like on a laptop, you can still be so immersed in the entire, like the energy she's bringing. I was like so inspired because I like both singing and dancing, so I'm like, I'm gonna be like her, but since I know dancing as well, I'm just gonna bring dancing as well, and then let's be idol, you know, that's singing and dance, that's literally idol. I'm gonna be on the stage and, you know, radiate all the passion and all the love I have for the stage, and then make everybody happy, make me happy. So that's my original intention, to be an idol. Did that make sense?
Yeah, that's lovely, Shire.
So for me, I'm very into AKB48 since like 2013, I think. And then there's one time that I watched their kind of like record thing, and then I found the girl called Yamamoto Sayaka. Like, I really like the, like, really cool girls, like, dancing really cool, and she has a really, like, really deep voice, and her vocal is super nice. That's why I'm kind of, like, really into her. And starting that, I started to, like, I mean, dig deep into AKB48 and started to learn their dance and everything. And then there was one day, because I'm also a cosplayer, I kind of like, oh, I want to be her. But let's try then. Like, I was performing as her position and, like, dressing like her on the stage and then performing her songs, which is, like, you know, cosplayer love being the one that, like, they love and they like. So it was, like, really good experience for me. And, yeah, I find this Yamamoto Sayaka is really... Like, she can write her own song, she can write her own lyrics. And now she left the AKB48 group, though, but she debuted by herself and started to, like, local tours, world tours, which is, like, she's super cool. Yeah.
Deep cut right there, Yui. I also loved Yamamoto Sayaka.
Oh! No, she's great.
She's really great. Yeah, Pocket, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I have a bit of a funny path, I think, not a very typical one, because I joined or I auditioned for Cloud Town because I saw somebody's Instagram story of them performing, and I went, oh my god, people do odotemita, like, that's a thing. Odotemita means, like, cover dances of Vocaloid songs, basically. And I saw it, and I was, like, shell-shocked because I was a big fan of a lot of Otorite, so these Vocaloid cover dancers on YouTube, and I just loved watching their stuff. I loved their dances, I loved their choreographies, and I didn't know that other people did too, I guess. When I came to Canada and I saw just an Instagram story of Cloud Town performing, I was, like, shell-shocked. I was very scared to audition, but I forced myself to, thank goodness. And so I actually never saw any performances myself live of any idols or any cosplay or anything like that until after I joined Cloud Town and was, like, kind of already performing with Cloud Town. So I think, like, my most direct inspirations are actually Cloud Town themselves, where, like, Ooh. After I joined Cloud Town, yeah. I was very nervous, very scared, first timer. I was like, oh my god, they can dance so well. Oh my god, they're so beautiful. They're, like, they're so nice. They're da 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 da. And, like, a lot of my own growth has come directly from, like, my seniors in Cloud Town, like, like, trying to learn from them, if that makes sense. And that's kind of what brought me into the idol world, because before that, I just listened to Vocaloid. That was, like, my space. Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Shire, hearing that, since you're the leader and you've been a common thread in all of the iterations of Cloud Town?
Just love. Love. Yeah, we're, like, each other's inspiration too. Like, her style, absolutely. Like, I remember we did Hayoro Konde. That's the first dance cover that we had, like, three choreographers in Cloud Town, like, doing it together, and we use kind of each other's styles. It's really cool. You should go watch it if you haven't.
Yeah, definitely. It's on YouTube. What's your YouTube handle again?
It's CloudTown underscore idols.
There we go. Look it up. If you're listening, but after the interview, Mickey, do you want to share a little bit about, who your favorite performer is, and what was that moment that really, like, made you feel like, ah, I'm going to try to do this?
Honestly, I had a very similar experience to Pocket. Like, there wasn't a very one kind of person who, like, I'm going to do that. Because when we first started, it was only, like, I didn't really watch a lot of idols growing up. The most I ever watched, like, growing up, like, any kind of dance performing things I watched was, like, you know, watching things like Utena Prince-sama or Love Live, you know, I'm like, wow, that's so cool. I would perform like them, and maybe. And then seeing, like, you know, back on YouTube, you'd see like these people doing skits and like cosplay contests, and sometimes they'd be like in cosplay, sometimes they dance or whatever. Like, wow, that's so cool. Maybe we can do that one day. And then I saw that when I entered the Vancouver con scene, that there were these groups doing like, you know, cosplay dances without having to do this elaborate skit thing, or they were just, yeah, they signed up for a panel and they performed. Like, wow, that's really cool. I wonder if I could do that one day. And then I remember I had a few friends who came up to me. It's like, hey, do you want to join a Love Live Idol cover group? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Why not? And that's kind of where it started for me, just seeing like these other local performers doing what they love and being able to join in on that without any sort of like, what's the word? Without any sort of backlash, I would say backlash, but like just unabashedly doing what you love was awesome. And that's the kind of also self-expression of showing what you love was just really awesome to me. So yeah, I would say. So the local idol scene, I would say, was what really moved me.
That's so lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks guys. Wow, we're getting really vulnerable and sweet on the program. We better start insulting each other before it gets too tender and gentle and all that.
Why would we insult each other?
keep the edge of community radio, I guess. But no, yeah. We are quickly running out of time here on the show, actually, because the first couple of questions, I guess we all had big brain thoughts about it, which is great. But we will be wrapping up the program very, very soon. Of course, before we do that, we got to talk about the future of you guys. You know, Moikai 2 is just one performance of a big, bright future of what's going to happen for all your groups and your organization as well. So tell me what's coming down the road for you all, and what projects can the listener look forward to if they're like, I'm kind of interested in this.
Well, for Anime Social, in the future, I don't have any confirmed dates or places, but we are working on getting some big conventions up, some big ones. You know, we're talking in the thousands range of attendees. At some like proper big venues, you know, like convention centers, hotels, big warehouses, that kind of thing. So in the future, besides more Ikemen Cafe and other idol performances like Moikai, please expect some very exciting proper big conventions from the Anime Social team.
Can I just quickly add there? I went to Pop-Up Hanami that happened earlier this year. And of course, I was at Moikai last year. I really want to say as well, like, Anime Social, they are very community-minded. Like, they're very, like, let's try to make everything great for our attendees and not put up, like, a big fuss over like, complaints or, like, kind of, like, trolling and stuff like that. It's very, very good. I highly recommend if you are into, like, cons, and again, beautiful men.
Priorities are straight.
Priorities are straight.
So for us, Tuesday, we kind of like just started like last month, so we would just keep like going on different performance in different conventions we're trying to. And then we definitely will want to try something different, like doing May cafes or like meet and greets or like different kind of events that maybe we will brainstorm about it. I'm not sure yet. Mm-hmm. But in the future, we are thinking of doing our original songs and dance. And we are very excited about it. Yes. Yeah.
Yippee. As for Boyish 7, we do have, this is, since this is our 10th year, we're kind of just going all out. We do have where there's this Moikai next week. We're very all very excited for that. We are fingers crossed that our Anime Revolution performance, that's going to be a really big one as well. So we're looking forward to that. And we are also, this isn't a surprise because we did talk about it on our Instagram, we will be holding our own cafe very soon. This will be our third one. So everyone look forward to that. It's going to be late summer. So it's featuring the Idler 7 characters. Be great. And then after that, maybe sometime next spring. Again, we talked about this on Instagram, so it's not a surprise. But we do plan on doing one kind of big send-off, one giant one-man live, solo live for ourselves. So that's one thing. That's kind of our future. What's looking like in the next year. So look forward to it. We're not done yet.
Yes.
So exciting. Yes. Women life. Women life.
Yeah.
So for Cloud Town, actually, right after Moikai, I think 7 days after Moikai, we're going to have our first group performance outside of Canada. We're going to perform in Shanghai as a group. Not the entire group, but just like four of us. But we're still really excited. Like, we got invited to this Idol Taiban in Shanghai to celebrate some group's members' birthday. But we're like so excited for it. And then hopefully we get to perform more in China. And then when we come back, hopefully we can prepare more like original stuff to the performances. And one day we want to do a Women Live too. Let's go.
I love just how much passion everybody has here, and the fearlessness to dream big, but to actually make that, like, put those like dreams into actual action. It is so cool. And I mean, being an Idol fan for so many years, if anything, that is the one thing that like idols are always emphasizing, you know, there's dream big and try to do it, because just live your life and be happy. It's amazing.
You'd be surprised the power of friendship can do. I would not be able to do this with all the friends I have, all the members. Like, we're only able to get this far is because we all share the same dream. We're all pushing ourselves. So,
yay!
That's so sweet. Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I will get emotional if we don't wrap things up. Just talking about friendship and dreams. But of course, you know, the listener might be interested now and wanting to know more about you guys and following what you're doing and stuff. So everybody, tell me where people can follow your work. And then also, let's do one final pitch for Moikai. When is it happening? What's going on? And where is it being held?
Yeah, sounds good. If any of what you heard today sounds interesting, if you also want to watch the development of our really cool community that's built on dreams and friendship, come to Moikai on June 20th for 3+ hours of dancing, singing, passion, light stick dancing, and meet and greet. It starts at around 1 p.m. and it's going to be at number 200. 12,500 Vickers Way in Richmond, BC. And you can find more information on Anime Social YVR on Instagram. That's Anime Social YVR, or on our website, animesocial.ca. I hope to see the listeners there.
For us, well, we're going to be there. Voyage 7 is going to be there. Moikai next week. We're all very excited. If you like us or want to continue to support Voyage 7, we are also on Instagram, we are on YouTube, we're on TikTok, we are on Twitter, and we are on Facebook. And all you can do is look at Voyage 7, and Voyage 7 is spelled Boyish7. So just look that up on your socials. Again, Voyage 7 is spelled Boyish7, and you'll find us, no problem.
So, okay. Should I go first?
Okay. Thank you. So if you want to find Cloud Town idols, we are Cloud Town, cloud in terms of the cloud on the sky, town, TOWN, _ idols. We are on Instagram, Bilibili, YouTube, TikTok, and Xiaohongshu. Please find us. Thank you. I love you.
Okay, so for us, Tuesday, we will be joining Moika as well. Next week, we're so excited. And then if you guys want to find us on Instagram, our name is CHUS.DAY_official. Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. I'm definitely super looking forward to the performances happening later on this week on Saturday. It was a great show last year. I don't know if I got to express that to everybody who performed last year or the organizers, but it was great. Highly recommend. Even if it's your first foray into idol performances in Vancouver, I think the organizers make it really palatable. Or not palatable, but make it very accessible for folks to get into that.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Hey, it's Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was my interview with the performers and organizers of Moikai 2. Again, happening this Saturday, June 20th, over on Vickers Avenue in Richmond. Go check them out. The performers are really great. And again, I vouch for the performers because I went to Moikai last year. And I had such a good time. Thank you so much to Mickey of Boyer 7, to Yui of Tuesday, and to Shire and Pocket of both Cloud Town and Anime Social YVR. You can find more of their information in the show notes of this episode once it goes up onto the CJSF website later on this week. Check out more great CJSF program. You know what's going to keep you well fed and your ears satisfied? Beats and Eats, every Thursday from 1 to 2 with your host, Nicole, who's also our public affairs coordinator. She's a chef and she's got great taste in music. She wants you to eat well. She wants you to eat sustainably. She wants you to enjoy life. Get into it. Beats and Eats, Thursdays from 1 to 2. Here's one song for you today. It's DMA with La La Rebirth, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for tuning in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been Leslie. I'll talk to you again very soon. Oh.